Yes, and but still, Greg, I'm not extremely clear about what's going to happen with Donegal when it comes to the north of the border, you know. And I don't think the government are clear around that either, because I haven't heard them say anything around it. I don't believe there should be border checks or having to check people at the border. Obviously, with Brexit and everything else that went, we're trying very hard to avoid that. But I do think the government needs to do a lot of work when it comes to Donegal, especially. And I believe that TDs in Donegal and senators should be raising the voice of Donegal people. If we look back in October, at a personal level, I've had a few lucky escapes COVID-19 myself, and I'm terrified if I was to get it because of some underlying issues that I have myself as a person. If I look at the representation here in Donegal, we have a lot of we have at least seven national people that represent Donegal, and yet the voice of Donegal is not brought to a national level. We haven't heard of the time in October when nurses in Letterkenny Hospital and doctors October, November were out due to COVID-19, and yet now we're hearing it nationally of doctors and nurses who've been sick in other hospitals, for example, like Cork University and say St James's in Dublin. You know, for me, it's very worrying for Ireland at the moment, but for extremely for Donegal.